Everybody, welcome to the Valle Bajo podcast. It is Monday, April 12th. We're coming live from Socorro, Texas, or not live because we're not live. We're here with Sal Chagoya. How are you doing, Sal?
Hey, Alex, doing good.
Rene, how are you doing, sir?
Good, good.
Mr. Rene Rodriguez, making sure I get that name right because last time it was shots fired and se enoja la gente. So today we have a very special podcast. Rene and I and Mr. Sal will be talking about our time, me and Rene's time in the facilities. It was called, the official name was the Facilities for the Bond Facilities Advisory Committee in 2017 for SISD. And this is dear to me and Rene because we were put on. Well, Rene is going to tell us a story. So, Rene, how did we get involved in the facilities committee in 2017?
I got an email from the district of the school of Socorro, okay. And that email was they wanted a representative to be on that committee. And they chose me at the time. So when I got it, what I did is that since it was for the school, I had no idea what was happening with the schools. I sent you an email and then I told you if you wanted to go with me to that committee so that we were going to alternate back and forth with those meetings so that if I missed something, you could catch it or vice versa. So that I won't be out of the loop, which with terminology or what was needed in any facilities and things of that nature. So because you were a teacher in Isleta, that's why I said, well, come with me too, so we can both be in this committee. We'll take turns and then address the issues. And then, of course, we talked along the way and see and tweaked what needed to be done.
Right. And I remember that. I was super excited. It was right up my alley. You know, what does a school district need? I was very, very excited about it. So it was, I remember this. I remember the email. It was Dr. Espinosa sent it to you. And we were invited. Okay. We were invited to talk about it. And we were invited by Dr. Espinosa, thinking, wow, you know, well, we weren't really sure what was going to happen. But me and Rene did have conversations about, well, this is a bond. Sal, in 2017, you heard about the bond. You knew what was going to happen. What did you feel at that time for a bond coming here into the city of Socorro? Because it affects us all, no matter what we do or don't get, it affects us all. Did you have any thoughts about that when the bond was coming out, or there was whispers about a bond coming out?
Right. Yeah. So I did know about the 2017 bond. I, as a taxpayer, of course, I was against it because I didn't want my taxes to be raised again, since we're already paying a lot of taxes. And now I'm talking about the ISD taxes, because the city taxes don't compare to the ISD. So I was very against it, but because I have a family of educators, I was talked into it. I was talked into the benefits that they were gonna be able to, I guess, enjoy or the benefits of how it was going to affect them, because my family as educators, they're teachers here down in the South.
Right.
So one of the biggest things that I can say that was very much needed, and you're talking about the schools such as Healy, Escondrias, Rojas, Hueco, Campestre, was the HVAC. Yeah. They had swamp coolers. So can you just imagine At one point, living in El Paso was okay to have a swamp cooler, but nowadays you can't. You have to have HVAC. And so so then I was like, okay, well, yeah, that's a necessity.
Yeah.
So, all right, my taxes are going to go up. So that was a necessity. The other thing was that there were going to be certain programs that were going to come in as well, too. And one of it was going to be the Head Start. So that was going to be some benefits into that as well, too. So that's how I actually kind of changed my mind. I did vote yes, because I saw that my family as educators were going to rake some benefits out of it. Now, anything else out of that, you know, I wasn't really aware of, whether there was a high school or there was gymnasiums of that nature. I wasn't really maybe too sound of it, because there were items as a taxpayer that I was like, you guys could do it with, you guys don't need all that stuff. But I mean, now we're seeing that the fruit of how things are still being developed in that sense.
Right. Thank you, Sal. And it's true, because a bond does help everybody out, especially educators, for whatever it might be, HVAC, a new building, stuff like that, you know, and that this is the kind of stuff that should get you upset, is where charter schools don't need a vote for bonds. So we're paying for IDEA, Real Vista, without even getting into a vote. So that's kind of one of the things. So the one thing I remember is me and Renee talking about, and Renee would always tell me, and this was early in our conversations about this, was the palaces above the freeway. The palaces above the freeway, we're talking about East Lake, we're talking about El Dorado and those Americas are the brand new schools, and they're still at it. Mountwood is getting even a facelift out of it. So those are things that me and Renee were talking about, and of course, being from the city of Socorro, we had issues with some of those things that we're not getting here. So Renee, where was the first meetings? Where were the first? Because I know I didn't come into the realm till we started having the last meetings. I think the field trips were over, and I started coming when we had the meetings at the DC Center.
Oh, okay. And that's what I was doing. I was looking because I wanted to show a picture.
Okay.
I wanted to show a picture that I have, and it was just to, which I'm going to send it to myself because I have it on my phone. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that happened was, is that we had a meeting, and then we were all there. I never got to see a representative, Mary Gonzalez, our state rep. She was invited, but I always saw Carter, her staffer.
Right.
There was an individual from Cree. There was a lot of teachers. There was a principal. The meetings were held at the library in the Socorro High School. One of the things that I wanted to address is that, and I addressed it on the first meeting, and it rubbed people the wrong way, is that we were talking about looking at all the facilities, we were going to have trips to them. And I said, well, what's the big issue if we just came in through the hallway and it's hot and you have these coolers, and granted, these coolers are industrial coolers that have four wheels and you push it. It's just like a big master cool. And these are around $5,000 to $7,000. And they had them all throughout the Socorro High School. And to me, I told the representative at the time, from the school, with Mr. Guerra, and you know, I just want to say he understood my concerns. I said, hey, you know, why is it that we're looking at this list and we're going to revamp and put, you know, air conditioners at El Dorado at that time was only 3 years old. And yet you were talking about going out for bond money to put a Manet back when you built this school 3 years ago. And that was, and that's what I was trying to tell the representative, is that that's poor piece planning. You know, you're spending millions of dollars to build a palace and yet you have to pump in money after 3 years. That is pathetic. So it was a lot of issues. One of the things that I did find out was that there was they got a few parents, but they were all from north of the freeway.
I remember.
None were from the valley. None. And I had a very, very, with one of those trips, one of the ladies, I said, hey, why do we need to change? And one of the things is that I want to show you a picture because it's very interesting. Because this picture, we went, and if you look at that, that is the room where all of the computers are from the district. Right. Okay, this room is held at the facility on North Loop. Okay,
mm-hmm.
they want to move this room. And granted, they spent $25 million for this room. How do I know? Because a board member told me that's how much they spent. It was central. This room was centralized. Okay, it is above a foot and a half, more or less, above the floor. Because what they were saying is that where this room is held is at an old facility. Where they used to have their maintenance department, okay? And they were talking about, and I just want you to see, it looks like it's the floor, but it's actually elevated up about a foot, okay?
Okay.
Because when we were walking there through the ramps, they said that, when we were walking through the facility, they said, oh, it's because of water inundated here. We need to move this room. We need to move this and centralize it. And move this place all the way up to where central office is at, over there on Rojas. So they wanted to spend another $15 million on acquisition of property, and then to move it another millions of dollars that weren't projected on that. And I said, wait a minute. So in that little room that I took a picture at, was next to it. I said, hey, I walked through here. I saw the other offices, and the walls are old. The walls are old. And I didn't see any water stains. But when you come into these two rooms, they're revamped. So they're either lying to us because they wanted this money so that they can move it. And people need to address and need to remember that everything was down here in Socorro. And they decided to move it all out of Socorro, the city. And that's a shame because, you know, it started here. It should have stayed here. And you should have just put in some money to do everything here in the city, because this is where the city was, the school was created. So those are the issues. A lot of the issues, and I also was addressed to the board member, was that you know, you're asking for bond money. This is bond money, what you're asking for. No. And it was all hush, hush. And I said,
No.
No, it's bond money. That's what you're doing. That is what it is. You want us to say the community decided to say, this is the list. So we don't have it in the budget. So we want to look out for bond money. And I said, and you know what? This is a hard pill to swallow. And I go, look at what you did last time. I said, look, you went out for a bond. You went out for a bond. You said you were going to give us a ninth grade.
That's right.
Remember, and it was going to be in back of the high school. You asked for that bond. You didn't give us that ninth grade facility. And what happened? You moved it and you did another middle school.
Can I stop you there? Can I stop you there?
Yeah.
I asked about that. You weren't there that time. Paul Guerra told me, our community does not want a ninth grade center. And he can come to my face and call me a liar. He said, Our community does not want a ninth grade center. You can ask them. You can go ask them, and you can tell them, did he or did not say that to me? He pointed at me and said, sir, our community does not want a ninth grade center. I said, so the city of Socorro doesn't want a ninth grade center? I'll let you continue.
Wow. And I'll ask him because it's something that I remember that when they were passing that bond and they wanted that ninth grade facility, they were saying, oh, we got statistics saying that the kids would be better developed for high school and so forth. And then that's what I told them. So what I said is like, you know what? Look, if you're going to pass a bond, I'll tell you, this is what you need to do. You need to go out and say, hey, look, we're going to revamp our high school, our flagship high school. That's where I said it. Okay. All of a sudden.
Copyright René Rodríguez, because everybody now uses it.
The what?
Copyright René Rodríguez, because now everybody
uses it. Yeah. And I was the first one to tell them. Like, hey, this is our flagship high school, and it's deteriorating and falling apart. Right. And I told them, that's how you pass a bond. I regret using those words because that's how they pass the bond. Everything is for the children. And that's how they're going to pass bonds from now on, is like for the children, for the children. But it's not really for the children, because it's really not. I mean, a child doesn't really care what kind of facility you're going to. Yes, it looks nice, but it looks like a palace, not a high school. That looks like a university, not a high school. Right. You know, those are the issues I have. Why do you want to put the bells and whistles and put, you know, different, you know, all this architectural designs in it, when that's the majority of the cost? And people don't understand that. And then that's why we're in this predicament where it costs a lot of money to run these schools because of all of the space. So those are the issues. And that's what we were doing. And it was a hard fought, a fight that we did. And people wanted to put it like on the third or fourth, fifth on the list.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. So Sal, before I go to you, I had a teacher once at APCC. He was a person, Mr. Nava. I mean, he's been everywhere. He told me he went to Odessa Permian. He graduated in Odessa. And of course, Odessa Permian is a powerhouse in football. Here in El Paso, you build another school. At Odessa Permian, we build another wing. That's how they win. That's how they control the situation. But moving on, Sal, now you're getting the gist of what happened. We're telling you the story. We got the receipts. Mr. Guerra did tell me that to my face. And I'll respect him for that. And he said, the community did not want a ninth grade center. And I know my community. But I don't remember voting for nothing. I don't remember voting for not having a ninth grade center. What do you think?
Are we not talking about some schools that actually did end up starting up as ninth grade and then it developed to a high school? If that's the case, then I think that was Eastlake and...
Eastlake is too.
Ebo Hills.
Yeah.
So... I mean, all I could say is just what I know, right? So right. I know that those two schools started up like that. So I'm not sure if there's a difference between a ninth grade center or that's how they started as ninth grade and then developed to having a senior.
And let me tell you, El Dorado's ninth grade center is Pebble Hills now. So that's what happened. It's like a middle school almost, where the kids are not developed yet. Ninth grade football and all that good stuff. All the sports are there per se, the way it works. Now, the ninth grade center is supposed to help kids grow into getting ready for high school. We all know freshman year is very difficult, and this would help. And this would help in a sense where the study habits, the classes are still smaller. You don't get bullied in the high schools. You get bullied, I mean, no matter what. But it's your same peers. It's the same people. And that's what you want a ninth grade center for, is for them to come in. It's almost like saying when middle schools used to be, when elementaries were kinder to six, and now, and when their middle schools are seven and eight, and then ninth grade by itself, and then it used to be called a junior high school. So that's where we were getting it, and I do remember that. And the thing was that me and Renee would have a lot of conversations about this, and that's what Mr. Guerra said. He said, my community does not want a ninth grade center. But I'll tip my hat to Mr. Guerra, because he was there and he told me off really well that day. And it is what it is. And Mary Gonzalez also talked to me very strongly, and but she didn't even look at me. So that was a situation that I had with that. So now, Renee, why was the word bond such a dirty word?
Because they had already passed one, and they didn't, okay. And so here's the story behind it. I just finished telling you that we did not get that ninth grade school,
right?
It was just gonna be ninth graders. That's all it was gonna be. No 10, 11, or 12. It was gonna be separated. They were gonna go from middle school to ninth grade, and then from there transition to high school. It was gonna be easier. I remember they told us, and they were talking to us and gave us calls, where, oh, you know, this is going to be good. We did studies and found out that, you know, kids were better adapted in high school. They weren't bullied as much and so forth and so forth. They gave us all this. We ate the red pill and we didn't get a school when it was said and done. So it was so dirty because people remembered that. They were getting pushback from people that, like myself, said, I will never pass another bond. And I didn't vote for this bond that we got it, even though we wanted to pass the high school. But yet it goes back to the same thing. When you're going to show the list, you're going to see all of these goodies that they wanted, because they mismanaged the funds that we, the voters, voted for. Okay. It goes back to the same thing. Explain to me how you're going to have to go put more money into a high school that is 3 years old.
Right.
It makes no sense. Now, I'm going to say this. It was 3 years old, okay? Right. 3 years old in operation at that time. On top of that, it is the newest school at that time. There was no other school built. So if you say, what's the last high school that Socorro Independent School built? That one. And you're gonna have to ask for more money to fix it. Why didn't you do it properly the right way? And it goes back to the engineering staff and all of those staffs in Socorro, like Ayanton. That's the biggest beef, is that all of this was happening under him, and that's what the product is at the end of the day. So yes, I do have some issues, but it goes back to the same thing. It was a dirty word, because people didn't want to spend more money, because you were coming out to the public saying, this is what the money's going to be used for, and they did not do it. So therefore, when we went to that commission and that board, and we wanted to say, hey, we need this, we need that, we had a lot of pushback, because they wanted to do their other stuff first. So that's why. So when the bond passed and they were pushing that bond, it was like, everything said, everything accomplished, or something like that. It was, they had a saying at the end, because that was the first time that they spend the money on stuff that that the bond money was going to be allocated to. Right. So those are the issues that why it was so dirty, is because people didn't want to pass it. And if you really look at it, it wasn't overwhelming. People wanted this bond. It just barely passed. So, you know, I think it was like 56% or something like that.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't overwhelming, like 90%, 80%.
No, it was, I think it was 60-40, if I'm not mistaken. So
something like that.
So we were traveling back and forth. You know, I was already here in Socorro, I believe, and I didn't hear about this the bond. Now, as an informed voter that Sal is, Did you hear about the 2000, I think it was 11 bond? Did you hear about it? Were you, I mean, I'm guessing that the educators you have in your life now, they might have brought it, but the thing is that those are the ones that you get practice, you get prepped as an educator. So that's the only way, the word of mouth. Was there enough advertising? Was there enough information? Or is it up to us to go out there as a voter and look for information?
So for that particular year, I was not here.
Okay.
I was stationed in Mississippi. So I don't know what was happening during that year.
Right.
Willy Gandara was actually going to go to jail. That's what I remember.
that happened.
It was during that time frame because...
yeah, it was. But
that's the last thing that I knew or was involved in anything before the departure.
But what I'm trying to get to is that you, I, and Renee are informed voters. We're informed voters. And even informed voters didn't know what they were going to vote on. That's my issue. Now, the bond is something very expensive. My house just went up $25,000. I don't know if you got your escrow stuff.
Yeah.
It just went up $25,000.
And guess where that chunk of the majority is going to go to Socorro Independent School District.
Oh, yeah. It's the highest. It's a
chunk. The chunk of that majority of the money, the difference that you're going to have to pay in Texas, is going to go to the school district.
Right. And the thing is that we're just here, like, looking at our taxes going up, but to know that Socorro was not so the new Socorro High School was not going to be feasible if we weren't involved. That's my thing. That's my thing. And that's what we're getting at to now, because we all right now are paying up an abundance of taxes and we almost didn't get Socorro, a brand new facility. We almost didn't get it. And it was going to be fine with whoever was in office. And then Mr. Guerra telling me that it doesn't matter. And my rep, Mary Gonzalez, getting upset because I'm asking questions. Okay? She was there in that meeting. Now, I want to show you guys a video. That our local news station, where is it? Where did it go? Our local news station, Channel 26, talked about the bond. And it was very interesting. And it talks about what happened. And I really want to make sure you guys listen to it and see it, because it's very interesting. And how they describe everything. Okay, so it's in the back. So hopefully we can all watch it. And here it is.
Antes paseños han plasmado sus entierros en las boletas electorales. Buenas noches, les informa Héctor Urrutia.
También les informa Viri Solano. El abstencionismo ha sido el gran triunfador de esta noche, registrándose una baja afluencia electoral en todo el condado del Paso.
Bueno, la comunidad de Socorro ha sido la principal protagonista de esta noche en las distintas contiendas que marcarán el rumbo de esta entidad.
Y precisamente nuestros periodistas de Linda García, Milton Baca, se unen a esta transmisión listos con sus reportes. Vamos con Milton, quien nos cuenta que hasta el momento los resultados preliminares favorecen la aprobación del bono millonario del Distrito Escolar de Socorro.
De confirmarse esta tendencia, algunas instituciones escolares de esta demarcación verían mejoras en sus instalaciones. Milton Baca en vivo nos explica.
¿Qué tal? Muy buenas noches, Héctor Piri. Bueno, fue en un restaurante conocido de la ciudad de Socorro, en donde directivos al igual que el superintendente de este distrito, están celebrando hasta el momento el triunfo parcial sobre este bono millonario que va a beneficiar al Distrito Escolar de Socorro. Con una tendencia positiva, el Distrito Escolar de Socorro podrá emitir 448.5 millones de dólares para mejoras en su distrito. Entre los proyectos destacan la reconstrucción de la preparatoria de Socorro, que es el proyecto más importante y se destinarían 135 millones de dólares.
Tenemos los mismos programas, pero es un plantel de 52 años, que está construido para un cierto número de alumnos. Y ahorita tengo 2,459 alumnos.
Además, el distrito contempla la nueva construcción de dos escuelas primarias y una secundaria, además de las mejoras en las preparatorias de Marwood, El Dorado y Américas.
Este día, esto lo que está pasando ahorita, no sería posible sin este equipo de aquí, de que tenemos todas las maestras, los directores, los padres de nuestro distrito hicieron esto posible. Pero quiero dar muchas gracias a toda la comunidad de nuestro distrito.
El distrito ha argumentado que continúa creciendo a un ritmo acelerado, ya que solo durante los dos años previos se inscribió a más de 1,400 estudiantes nuevos y están en camino de agregar otros 700 este ciclo escolar.
Tenemos 47 escuelas, seguimos creciendo. Esto es un día muy importante para nuestro distrito.
Para formar la petición de este bono, un comité de 30 miembros que representan a un grupo diverso de partes interesadas se reunió durante el verano para revisar los datos demográficos del distrito y el estado actual de las instalaciones existentes.
Tuvimos un bono en el 2011, donde se cumplió todas las promesas que se hicieron con ese bono y hubo ahorros donde se usó ese dinero para hacer más mejoramientos a todas las escuelas primarias y a las secundarias. Entonces, ellos pueden tener esa confianza de que el distrito va a cumplir.
Van a tener los niños de Socorro lo mismo que, o mejor ahora, porque nunca han tenido mejor que las otras escuelas. Siempre han querido que más o menos llegarle al mismo nivel, pero nunca ha llegado a ese nivel y ahora va a ser por la primera vez que Socorro High School tenga algo diferente que a lo mejor las escuelas nuevas no tienen todavía.
Wow, that's, I wanna stop it right there real quick. That's where I wanted to get to. So that mom, finally, Socorro is getting something like all the other schools. How does that mean? You can't word that, nothing better than that, because it's the truth. You're a Socorro graduate. What do you think?
Well, Socorro has been here for, I mean, it's been here for so many years, I believe. And so, yeah, we've seen that growth in the Far East. And so, I mean, it makes sense that that's why they've been building. And it's been growing out there, but Socorro is due. There's a certain pattern. If people were to see how schools are built, if you look at the pattern, for instance, Rojas, Sanchez, Socorro Middle, things Slider, they're all like built the same in that sense. And what I'm trying to get at, that those are the schools that are sooner or later are going to be due to get a rebuild, or they're going to have to modify. So yes, that's great that Socorro is going to get an upgrade, which they are way past overdue.
Right.
But don't be surprised if there's another bond in the near future coming, because those schools that I just mentioned with the same pattern, they're old as well too. So yes, Socorro is keeping up with growth, but at the same time, it has a lot of old buildings that they're gonna need some sort of facelift, for say, in that sense. But, you know, I think expressing what that lady was saying, was that, you know, a lot of people down here in Socorro or down in the South saw all these nice facilities, and I could say the same. You know, I saw Americas get built, I saw El Dorado get built, and you know, East Lake and Pebble Hills, and we never saw nothing happening down here. So that lady's relief was huge, because now we're finally getting our share of what everything is being seen over there at the Far East locations.
Right. And that's hard, disheartening when you hear somebody from Socorro saying that, like, what? Of course we never got anything. And we were close to not getting anything else. Now, Renee, I don't know if you heard Ms. Angie Soto there. She said that in the 2011 bond, all promises were kept. No. Is that true?
No.
No, it's not. Promises were not kept in 2011. That's why 6 years later, we've got to come back here. And it's sad, because why are you saying that when it's not true? We didn't get our ninth grade center. You know, it really hurts when people lie like that, because we didn't get everything. So at the end of the day, we'll get into a little bit later. Let's see, let me finish this video real quick. I'm gonna share it again, and let's finish this video.
Bien, cabe señalar que de confirmarse este triunfo hasta el momento virtual, la prioridad es esta preparatoria, la preparatoria de Socorro, en la que por un año estarán realizándose diseños de arquitectura, y será en los próximos 2 a 3 años, en cuanto se vean los cambios tangibles de una preparatoria que tiene más de 5 décadas. Reportando en vivo desde la ciudad de Socorro, para Noticias Ya, soy Milton Baca, Univisión.
Muy bien, gracias Milton, estaremos a la espera de que se confirmen estos resultados. Y mire usted, el Cabildo de la Ciudad de Socorro también se renueva. 3 puestos han regidor, han sido elegidos, César.
Oh, that's something else.
Did he save more than 5 decades?
Yeah, he said more than 5 decades.
That's 50 years.
Yeah, I mean, I knew Socorro. So when you come in through Alameda, that left wing, which is where by the subway is, that's the old Socorro. Right. And once you start going towards the back, that auditorium, the pit, I was just telling somebody that the pit was the pride and joy of Socorro High School. And you had people coming from all over El Paso. My friend used to host a lot of basketball tournaments at the pit. And so one of the things that he mentioned about the pit was that it was a state of the art. So I don't know what's going to happen to the pit, but maybe it does need a facelift for say, but you know, that was kind of the pride and joy of Socorro for say in the 90s. Yeah, we're in 2020.
Yeah.
But you also want to, for me, as a Socorrian, I mean, there are certain things that I wish they could preserve it hurts me in the sense to completely see Socorro get wiped out because there's a lot of tradition. For say my family, there's a lot of tradition. Myself, my brother, my cousins, we all brought championships to Socorro. And so, you know, it kind of feels like they're going to revamp and they're going to redo it again. And so then, for instance, those that have that sentiment, we're going to be losing a part of it. So like history is going to get erased in a sense, you know. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that as a Socorrian, as somebody that saw Socorro football since I was a little kid when I was at Rojas, you know, those are the things that it's gonna hurt a little bit not seeing that stuff around. But you know, we gotta change with the times, so we gotta do the upgrades as well too.
Right.
Well, I did hear, Sal, that they're going to keep the columns, the rock columns, that they were going to keep them and incorporate it into the design.
Isn't that clock, too? They're going to keep the clock?
Yeah, I heard the clock.
The clock, the wall clock. Renee, real quick, what role did the city of Socorro play in the bond? Did they have anything like right-of-ways or anything like that?
Well, actually, when it was the design, right, we looked at it. We had a meeting. Let me see if I can remember the names. We had a meeting at Chayo Apodaca. It was myself, the city manager, Adriana Rodarte. It was our PIO, Victor. The Socorro Independent School District was Paul Guerra, Paul Garcia, superintendent, intender engineer. It was the irrigation, I believe, one of their engineers. We were in this meeting. We were discussing the right-of-way acquisition on the back of the school. That we're talking about the back of the school. It's now that it's being built, we're talking about Rio Vista. And they're going to have the design call for three entrances. So the thing was is that we needed to look at this so that we can ask for an expansion on the street. So we needed about 120 feet of road to expand it to four lane, two going south, two going north. And the reason being is that to sustain all of the traffic ideas across the street, Socorro is being expanded. So all of the majority of the traffic is gonna come through the back. So we were in that meeting. Ianton didn't want to give us 60 feet of right of way. He said that he couldn't change the plans. We had a discussion. I told him that, yes, you can. I worked for, at the time, DJ contractors back in the day. But in that meeting, I told him that. I said, hey, you know, you can't tell me that you can't change a parking lot. Oh, no, you can't. The design, it's just that he didn't want to. At the end of the day, I'm proud that the board did decide to give us 60 feet of right of way. They did move the parking lot to accommodate the growth, the future. We did. I try to put that street into the MPO for a future expansion, widening of that road, because between Idea and Socorro, it's going to be congested.
Right.
They also, I further in that meeting, asked for right away on Sanchez Middle School so that we can also expand it all the way from North Loop to Alameda to accommodate the traffic. Before I left, I put $500,000 to expand the Rio Vista Bridge right before getting to the middle school, and we expanded with the help of the irrigation district and Mr. Rodriguez in the water district was very helpful. He said, hey, you know what, pony up the money and we'll help you build it. And they put the labor, and it was a good working relationship that we built, and that's why the bridge got done. So we're working with them to expand not only that, but other areas. But it was a struggle. It was a struggle because, the city has its domain, as well as Socorro Independent Schools District has theirs. But we work together to make that possible. So it's good. It's a good working relationship.
Okay. So I'm going to present something to you guys that very little people have seen. Renee and I saw it. And this is what went down. This is the facilities committee prioritized items. So they told us to between 1 and 9, 9 being your last in the complete rankings, right? So we have to take it to Mr. Escobar. So these were the rankings, and you can see they wanted a new construction of 2 elementary schools, a rebuilding of Socorro High School, high school educational appropriateness, capital improvements to Mawood, Americas, and El Dorado, middle school education appropriateness capital improvements to Esner, Seibert, Mawood, Sunridge, Sedna, and Hambrick, elementary school appropriate capital improvements to Lujan Chavez and Eldifa Chavez, elementary purpose rooms for 16 elementary campuses, support services, we saw out in this picture, technology network, operation center, warehouse, transportation, district service centers, safety and electronic access, athletic improvement, additional student activity center, high school baseball lighting, middle school baseball, softball fields, high school baseball turf, and aquatic center and improvements. So, Renee, what do you remember about this list?
Oh, I had a big beef with El Dorado High School and Americas High School. I'm not Americas, right? But El Dorado. It goes back to the same thing. On this list, the brand new one, the brand new high school was El Dorado.
Right.
It was 3 years old. And yet you're going to go and put capital improvement money into it. Why? Because you did a poor piss job in building that high school in the get-go. So you misspent our funds and gave us a weak high school. And now you're asking for more money to bring it up to par. It just makes no sense. And that's what I was trying to get at, is that was my biggest beef in that council, is that when we were there, we were talking and we're addressing this all the time. It's like, look, the problem with this is that you're putting in money where these schools don't need it, and yet you're going to leave Socorro behind.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Sal, what do you think? What stands out to you in all of these improvements?
That's what I was about to ask or question, is that why are they even asking, in the sense? Because I'm trying to resonate with what Renee just said, in the sense that, So for me, as the outside looking in, because obviously I was not involved in none of this, that was my question. How come El Dorado did not have a football stadium? Or how come they didn't have a football place or a baseball? In that sense, because in the sports, it got saturated. The SAC got saturated where a football player always wants to be playing under the lights on Friday nights.
Well, you can see here, there's a student.
Right, so, but where I'm getting at is that when these schools got built, and maybe this was part of the 2011, where was the money to build the facilities? Because now we had Socorro and Mawood sharing the SAC. Americas comes into play. El Dorado comes into play. Down the road, we got East Lake, and then we got Pepper Hills. And so now you're having a huge, and I'm talking sports because I play sports.
Right.
And so then we had a huge problem with now pulling kids out of class so they could play football
at 4 o'clock on
Thursday or play on Friday at noon.
Yes, yes.
When they're supposed to be playing, I mean, when they're supposed to be in their math class or whatever, but no, they're playing high school football on a Thursday, on a Friday, on a Saturday, because we didn't have the facilities. So that would be my question, actually. How is it that all these schools that got built did not get a facility? Now in Socorro, I'm trying to remember who it was. I don't know if it was Gilbert Macias, the head coach, or Ricky Barraza. And they were tired of it. They were tired of having to play on Thursdays. They were tired of playing on Saturdays. This weird schedule. And so they took it and they said, just give us some grass and we'll start playing here in Socorro.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so they did. So they did. They got them turf and they're playing. And so they rolled the carpet in a heartbeat, because that would have been one less school to having to manage the SAC, per se. So now that I'm being exposed to all of this, that I'm seeing it for the first time, man, that was some poor planning, if you tell me.
Oh, dude, don't even put me in this part. But I'll tell you, the additional student activity center, activity centers. Why? So, you mean it's like Socorro? I know Socorro was playing their games for a while at home, you know, and some of the schools are playing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, it's a great facility. Don't get me wrong. I remember going with my cousin to play, see the Patriots play there back in the day when they were in the championship game for the National Soccer Cup or something to that effect. And, you know, the Sumbul teams use it, and it's a great facility. But I guess the expansion wasn't thought of or something to that effect. Rene, I know you have something to say. ¿Qué pasó?
Yeah, that additional student activity center, that's another SAC.
Yeah.
That right there. Why didn't they come out and say it? It's nice when you say it on paper, additional student activity center.
No, that came out later. That came out late. I remember, and I was like,
yes,
wait a minute. Nobody said it. Oh, that was like thrown in there. And these are the, and that was thrown in there at the end. Look, this is what, and then now we're going to go back to why we're doing this today. This is what our list was. If you see my number one and Rene's number one, was a rebuilding of Socorro High School, okay? But they had a little thing, like a Kahoot thing or something. I can't remember what it was at the username. And guess what? The first voting that came out, Socorro was number 8. The new Socorro High School was number 8.
Yeah.
It was not gonna get built. And you know what? Everybody was fine and dandy with it. Because as long as Mountwood, America's El Dorado got their stuff, they were fine with it. As long as they got off the athletic, and I remember the person. And I remember the man that said, why does Socorro need more stuff? They don't need
more. Oh, you remember him? Yes, me too. We even walked. Okay, this is how pathetic Sal it is, okay? He walked with us all around the Socorro High School, and we were walking it, and it was in the evening, and we were looking at all the facilities, right? So we were going room to room, turning on lights, and what did we see?
Roaches.
We went through the lockers, played around with the locker rooms, I mean with the lockers that are in the hallways. Roaches. We went to the workout place where the kids have all the weight rooms, roaches. And it was number 8.
It was number 8.
Jesus, man. It was just horrible.
They were telling us that America's needed a new gym or a new facility. Mawa needed this. And I'll be very honest, the people above the freeway are vocal. That's what, and the people on the west side are very vocal.
Nobody, yeah. No parents down here went, or I don't think they were invited.
There was people from Socorro there, but they were employees. I do remember.
No. Yes. We're talking about, like, for example, the lady that told me, I said, hey, this is, why do you want a Ferrari? That lady that was a parent was up on the Mountwood area. Well, I want the Ferrari, and I snapped at her. And I'm not sure, and I'm going to say this. I'm not sure if Paul Guerra was in the room with us, like 20-some people that took that room. But I did say this. So I don't know if he heard it, but if he did, he can attest to this. Because everybody else there can attest to this. And I go, that's why, hey, not everybody's gold digger like you. And everybody was mad at me because I called her a gold digger because she wanted a Ferrari. But I was saying it in a nice way of saying, look, we don't need to move that, right? That's why I took a picture of that, because it was a brand new facility. Granted, the building wasn't, it was only going to cost $1 million to put a brand new roof. But then you wanted to go spend $15 million to move it from that facility to another building that you had to build next to the offices.
Because they wanted it back.
And that was the whole thing. You mean to tell me that you want to spend $15 million right off the bat to move all of this, all that room, okay? $15 million. But you don't want to spend it on the roof. So us, the taxpayers, just because you don't want it, you're going to force us to pay $14 million just to move it, yet alone to build the facility is another, what, $15 million? Yeah. And those are the issues that I had, Sal, is that those were the issues. And it was just, it's just heartening, because this list is nothing but a good list.
Ramos, let's throw everything up there, see what happens. Because let me tell you, okay, so it's like, okay, Socorro High School number one, right? And that's it. Why couldn't we throw in like build a little stadium for Socorro or something to that effect? But if you check this out, oh, new two elementary schools, one middle school. That's one item. Middle school improvements to Cyber, Mawood Middle, Sunridge, Ernesto Sedna, and Hambrick. And Sedna's there, but 5 out of the 6 schools are from above the freeway. Elementary, above the freeway. This one was my number 2, as you can see here. Why? Because it was our elementary schools were involved in the valley. Look at technology. I wrote it number 8. Why? That's your problem. That is central office's problem, not the voter's problem. And then security access, that is your problem again. We're still having shootings. There was a school shooting today. What are we going to do? And look at the improvement plans of the high school. Hey, I love sports as much as Sal does. I do. And I put it number 5 for the new and that was rough, because I was like, another activity center? Lighting for baseball? Yes. Middle school baseball, softball fields? Yes. Well, I mean, I work for another district, and they're using the high school now for baseball, which is cool, baseball and softball, which is really cool because you get to play on the high school one. And then baseball turf, I think it's cool. I don't like it. It's very fast, especially for middle school and baseball, because it comes at you. And I don't think the kids are well, unless you'll be playing a long time. And aquatic center improvements. And they have to swim. I swam at an aquatic center there in Tachueco. I don't know why. So this is everything that was given to us. And as you can see, Socorro, building of the Socorro High School, that's all you got. And it came out number 8. It came out number 5. And then I had a conniption. I said, why is it that the kids from the lower valley cannot have a brand new high school? And if you don't vote number 1 for Socorro High School, I am going to call the ALCU, and we're all going to have issues. We're all going to have issues because you're discriminating because of where they live. And that's what happened right there. And guess what was number 1 after the next vote? Socorro High School. I could care less about everything else. Honest to God, I could. But me and Renee were not going to leave that room without Socorro High School being number 1. Yeah. And that's the way it happened. And that's the way it was. Mary Gonzalez didn't look at me when I raised my voice. Mr. Guerra told me that the voters decided, because he knows the city of Socorro better than anybody else in that room. And I didn't appreciate the people that stood behind me. During that, I'm going to now tell you, they put 2 people behind me because I was so vocal. And then some lady, Mr. Garcia, you know, it's okay. We don't have to have every, some lady came to me and I was like, chick, what's up? We don't have to have everything.
We don't have to have everything to get, not everything's gonna get. And I was like, who are you? Why are you bothering me? And that's the story of how we got to Socorro High School. Because you're gonna hear a lot, a ton. I did this. No, you didn't. Because if we would have had more people from Socorro High School, I wouldn't have had to raise my voice and fight. And then they wouldn't have to fight and call people names because that's what he does.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And when Rene gets upset, he's going to say some things. Okay? And when Nick gets upset, he's going to say things. But if it wasn't, and I'm not going to toot my own horn, but me and Rene didn't leave those meetings without making sure that Socorro got their new high school. It's easy to vote. It's easy to vote when they put you on the plate. But when this, maybe I should get that person. Maybe I should get that person. Maybe I should get 10 more people. Because, yeah, there were like 5 or 6 people from Socorro. And I remember Ms. Gonzalez went to one meeting or two meetings, and she shit Joshua Carter, which has a checkered kind of thing going on right now. And he didn't say a word. It's the people that stay quiet is that don't get anything. And if me and Rene would have stayed quiet, we would have been talking about how Socorro High School didn't get their new high school. But we're talking about how Socorro High School is getting built. And that's the story of how Socorro High School got passed on a bond and made sure it was number one and not letting anything else get in the way. Good times. Good times, Rene. Except yeah, for that lady, what you did.
You know, and I will say this. I will say this. I know that when I was touring, I know that I told Mr. Guerra, hey, you know, everybody's like putting, I gave him 2 issues. One issue was, why is it that there wasn't no parents from any of the high school in Socorro or any of the elementaries or the middle schools down here in the South? I said, you know, if you ever wanted to pass a bond, you know, you need to get representation, equal representation down here, because everything was lopsided against us. And what I mean about us is, down the freeway. And that's what it is, you know, it's a fight here in the, not only in the city, but I mean, the city, the Socorro Independent School District is divided into 2 portions. And regardless, you know, it's the east side versus the lower valley. And that's what it is. It's what they say. You know, you've heard it on rich communities. Oh, the other side of the track. Well, this is the other side of the freeway. You know, and that's what we are. And we needed better representation. To Guerra, I will say this. He did agree with me that Socorro should be number one because we were very vocal. We were very vocal. We said, hey, you know, we're lacking representation. We're lacking, you know, that if you look at all the schools, all the improvements, they're all on the north side.
Yeah.
You know, what about HD Healy is old too. What about, I mean, I can spit you a lot of schools down here that are older than the list that was in there. And yet they weren't there. They don't need any improvements.
Yeah.
You know, so those are the things that we're lacking down here. Is that all the infrastructure that is down here is dilapidating and they need a lot of improvements or if not, start building new facilities because if it's going to be costly, and that's one of the things, I don't mind if they go out for a bond, okay? I don't mind because at the end of the day, but hey, man, when everything is being taken away from us down here, you know, from south of the freeway, you know, then what kind of representation we're getting?
Yeah.
You know, we need fighters to say, hey, if the portion of it, then look at the at the volume of students down here. They deserve, you know, a nice, fresh, cool room. They deserve a nice, fresh building, you know. People are saying, oh, well, up there on the east side, it's growing. I've heard a meeting where the superintendent was saying, oh, we're getting all of these military because we're doing a great job. No. Let me clarify the statement. If you look at it in paper, that's a lie. They're not doing anything out of the ordinary or great. The city of El Paso cannot grow any further. So what's growing? They're growing outward, out Montana.
Yeah.
Which is what? Socorro Independent School District.
It's Clint too.
And it's Clint. So even Clint is getting more students as well. Why? Because the land is being developed and you got a lot of military people. People in the military want to live close to their base.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. The Northeast is growing as well because it's nothing but military. Families are moving in. So that's the growth. It's not the growth about, you know, oh, we're getting all these family because we're doing such a great job. That's to be seen, whether you're doing great or not. It's because of the volume of military people that are moving into our area. That's why the growth is. Right. But just because you're getting the growth doesn't mean that you have to use 90% of the revenue that you're getting from our taxpayer and pumping it up there and disregarding down here, the small people, the poor people, you know? And that is what the representation is lacking. I won't stress enough that, you know, those are things that we don't know the inner workings. I don't know. I will say that. I do not know the inner workings of a school district. But the structure is the same as the city. You know, you got the board who runs the show, who dictates to the superintendent, which is the city, dictates to the city manager, and then they disseminate it downward.
Right.
And that's the structure. It's not the other way around. So, you know, those are the things that I feel that the Socorro Independent School District is growing. Of course, it's growing. It doesn't take a math genius to know that. But one of the things is it was a very hot topic for a bond. It passed and we're getting a high school. But it was a hard fought plan to get it to number one, so that we can see it come to fruition. And those are the things that you know, I'm glad you're having this because there was misconceptions about how it got done and how easy it was. No, it wasn't easy. It was very difficult to convince, you know, 15 more individuals to look at your cause and to vote for it. You know, if it was just one, of course, it was just two votes for us, but you know, you needed your peers to understand and address your concerns and say, hey, look, the good thing is that we walked it. We saw all these roaches. We saw that the paint was coming off. You know, those are the things that helped us push these people and convince them to say, okay, we get it. Why you guys are huffing and puffing and calling us names. We get it. Yeah. We understood. It's because you know.
I'll never forget that man saying, you don't need a new high school.
Oh my God, what was his name? Oh my God.
I'll show you a picture right now. I don't know who it is. Sal, what do you think?
I didn't hear you.
No. What do you think about our little story, the truth behind the new Socorro High School?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that did go behind the scenes. And if you guys were in council during that time, good job for advocating for, you know, as city reps, first of all, right? Looking out for your constituents in that sense, but bringing in what it's fair. So we all pay taxes one way or the other. And so it was a little bit surprising just to see out of all that sheet that you presented, maybe I think it was like two or three that were just down here in the south, and everything else was on the other side of the freeway. So I mean, on my end, you know, from seeing what I see, I mean, it took a hard advocate and a voice to make things happen, and that's the only way things happen around here is people fighting for the stuff and fighting for what it's right, and I applaud you guys for doing so, and there's more to come, I guess.
Now Sal, it's gonna be Sal, it's gonna be us. You know, we need to get in there advocating, not talking, but doing. You know, we have Pablo running for District 5. We hope he gets in. He's been working hard. Those are things that we're all moving for, because there has to be some kind of accountability for something. And to leave you guys, I'm going to share something real quick. I'm sad that Ernest's not in this, but it's okay. That's the picture. That's not everybody.
No.
Hey, Renee, don't say it, but he's around there. So there's me. There's Mr. Carter. There's Espinosa, Hector Gonzalez.
Keep going.
H Children. Najera, Ayub, Gutierrez? No. Can't remember her name. That's Ms. Najera. That's Mr. Guerra. That's Gary. And yeah, we'll stop there.
Hey, who is that guy right there?
Where?
Right there. You know, you missed him on purpose.
I missed him.
Go all the way to the other end.
I missed him on purpose because that's the man that told us that.
That's right.
Didn't need anything.
That's right.
Did we lose
that? That was at the old. Sal, you went to Socorro High School. Stole it all my wife's.
Okay. What?
Yeah, you heard me. I said it and sold it all my wife's. So, you know, I feel that I am a Socorro, and because, you know, all my wives were from Socorro. They went to Socorro High School. So I feel like an alumni. but that man, we were walking, going through this tour. We were going and looking at everything that was wrong with the high school, Socorro High School, to be clear. That man said, oh, we don't need anything. And I went like this, no lie. And I was touching the roof from the old Socorro. I was like, dude, really? If there was a guy that was 6'2 here, he would be touching the roof with his head. I go, come on. And the reason why was because they brought the ceiling downward a little bit, because they kind of refurbished it, because it was already too old on the top. So it was easier to bring the ceiling down and put these little nice covers and stuff, because, you know, they wanted to modernize it, because what do you do if you're not going to tear down an old building, you know? Yeah. And I was like, dude, you know, come on, you know? And he was so adamant. And I told him straight out, I told that man. And I hope I get to see him, and I hope he's alive and kicking, because I'll call it to his face again. I said, you know what?
He was an AP at Socorro too. He was an AP. What? Like, he said he was an AP from Socorro.
Yes. And I told him, hey, who's paying you to say this, man? You know, and I said the agency that was there. When we started this, and I told them, you know, hey, you know, are they paying you to tell you all this crap? Because you know what? I can't believe that you're an alumni. You came to this school. I'm not even from here, man. And I just want to come here, get a sledgehammer, and help you rebuild this. And we were having a discussion with him too. And it was getting, you know, kind of rough for him, because, you know, I'm a big guy. And I was just telling him, you know what, man, I don't know if you're blind or just dumb. And then they separated us from the tour because it was just going that way. I everything that I would say, look at this, look at that. Come on, man. I don't know why you wouldn't want to rebuild this high school. He always had something to say negative to say, no, you don't, because with a little bit of paintbrush, oh, you can just change this wall. Oh, you can just.
But when it came to Americas?
Oh, my God. He wanted bells and whistles for Americas.
That new gym, auxiliary gym.
Because his nieces
no, were going. Grandkids. His grandkids.
Yeah? His grandkids. I'm sorry. His grandkids were going to that school. That's why he wanted everything up there.
But Rene, Sal, that's why they get what they get, because they advocate.
Yeah.
No yeah, lie.
And that's unfortunate.
And I'm just thank God we were there for that time. Because that's when I got vote. That's when I lost. It was a runoff for mayorship, and I lost. I was out. That was the last thing I did in city council, literally, was get Socorro High School or help get Socorro High School. Because as an educator, that's what you're put on this earth to do, is make the kids' life better. So it is what it is. It was a great time. The food was amazing.
My hands down to them.
Oh man, the food was.
They did treat us well.
Se jaron kai, bro. Se jaron kai.
And you know what?
They always brought me seconds.
Alex, I think it's gonna be the last time that anybody from the city of Socorro is gonna be invited to the.
Oh, then I'll call the LCU and say there's no representation for the Lord.
I think that's the last time they'll ever invite anybody from.
California. No, they're not gonna invite us. They're going to invite the people who play the game.
Yeah, I think so too. But you know what? It's a shame, because you need people that are going to be honest. You're going to have to have people with common sense. You're going to have, I get it and I understand when you want bells and whistles, but there's times where you're going to have people to tell you the truth. And it is what it is, but you know, I'm glad that I invited you. I'm glad that we tackled this together. That's one of the greatest things that we've done. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that was a good.
Nobody time. Knows that. That's why I like this podcast that you just did for this, because people don't know what we actually did. No. People don't. They think that we just collect a paycheck and we're at home.
Oh no.
Thumbing our fingers, and that's about it. But no, we actually put in the time and the work.
Or say we talk to senators. Oh, let me apologize to Ms. Mary Gonzalez. She is not part of the Senate Committee for Education. She is part of the House Committee for Education. I misspoke last podcast. Sorry. But this is the end of our show. Again, we run over our time. Sal, any last words?
Get involved if you want to do change, bottom line. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I'm involved in what I'm involved with. When it comes to school politics, yeah, it's my first time around. I'm learning, but I'm picking up things pretty fast. And so I wanted to see change in Socorro, and I've been able to advocate here and there, and I don't always get it my way, but at least I'm spoken and I say something about it. And when people speak and are involved, then they're driving change.
Thank you, Sal. Appreciate it. We appreciate you very much. He's awesome. Sal just brings a calm to the group and sense of morality in the sense. And we always look to Sal. What do you think, Sal? Rene, last words.
You know, Sal said it perfectly. Get involved. It doesn't matter if it's in your local politics or your school board. Remember, school boards are very important. Why? Because they take the majority of your property taxes, people. Please get involved. You know, I'm not going to say to get into the PTA or the mom's cookie selling stuff or stuff like that, but get involved. Look at what candidates are running. Pick the one that you think is going to do the right thing for you. Not for your comadre or your compadre, just for you. You know, take a shot at it. Look at it. If they address your concerns, if you think they're going to do right, vote for that individual, because it's very important. It's very important. The majority of your taxes that you pay for property taxes go to the schools. They don't, and I want to say this to you. They do not build streets. They do not give you any other than educate your kids. That is it. They're not going to put lights. They're not going to put driveways. They're not going to put sidewalks. They're not going to give you gas, water, and sewage. Nothing. They're just going to educate your kids, and they're taking the majority of your tax dollars. So please get involved. Pick the candidate of your choosing. Just make sure that, you know, they're telling you what you believe is right, and take a stab at it. It's very important, especially people here in Socorro. You know, we're 32,000 strong. We got 16,000 registered voters. Come on, you know, don't let the Eastsiders beat us, you know. Everything, remember, you cry and you bitch that everything goes up north. Well, because you don't do anything about it. Do something about it now. Do something about it now.
Thank you, Rene. So, like always, guys, watch what they do, not what they say. What they're going to say is that they voted for the bond. But the real story is that they didn't put enough people to challenge the people from the bond, from the committee. Dr. Espinosa didn't know what he was doing when he brought in Rene and I on that committee. And it wasn't Mr. Guerra and it wasn't Mr. Gandara. It was Mr. Espinosa that brought us in. And it was Rene that brought me in. And those are things that you have to understand. Somebody else is doing the work. But when you're a school board member, then you better vote for your district. And that's what happened. The real story is that Rene and I went down there, didn't make any friends. We didn't make any friends. And we were checked. I promise you that. I had two individuals behind me when I was sitting there eating my lunch. I get there early because I wanted food. And then there was another lady always there. No, this. Don't talk that way. And I was like, dude. Mi señora. Por favor, mi señora. Sí, mi señora. Me pega. But those are things that we did. So if you're saying that because you took one vote and then it showed up to one meeting or half a meeting, then that's not the way you do it. We showed up to all the meetings and we fought every meeting and we had to get upset to get what we wanted. Because sometimes you have to get upset to get what you want. And sometimes you're carrying the city on your shoulders and sometimes you feel it every single day. And if we hadn't gotten it, we would have been failures to the city. And thank God we're not failures today or in July of 2017. Me and Renee felt like winners because we got a new Socorro High School. And this is a real story of how we got Socorro High School. No matter what they told us, no matter what they said to us, we stuck our guns and that's what happened. So empower the Valley, empower yourself. Always, always fight. Always, always question. And that's how we're going to get stuff here in Socorro, one way or another. All right, guys. Super long podcast again, but we got a lot to say. For Sasha Goya, for Mr. Rene Rodriguez, thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week. So, there's a city meeting on Thursday. The agenda looks kind of slim, guys. What's going on?
Don't know.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.